Welcome to Flip the Script Wellness. I'm Heather Boggs, and today I want to talk about what I learned about you over the course of these last 21 podcasts. So over the last 4 months, I embarked on this podcast journey. I wasn't sure exactly what direction it would go in, but I knew that I was ready to put some content out into the universe in hopes that the people that were meant to hear it would find it. The way I upload and distribute my podcast so that it's available on multiple different platforms is through a company called Audioboom. And I pay a pretty minimal monthly subscription fee to have the ability to post and distribute my podcast. And with this comes a set of analytics that are available to help track the success and progress of the different episodes of my podcast. And the nerd in me loves the data. I love being able to see how many listens each episode gets. I love being able to see that there are times that people are listening to older episodes. I like being able to see where the listeners come from. And it gives me a little bit of insight into my audience. As you can probably guess, the majority of my listeners are friends and family. And that was totally to be expected because it is really difficult to get word out about a podcast beyond the people that you have regular contact with. And to those friends and family who have listened, I appreciate it and I thank you for the support that you've given me. And I hope that some of the content has been helpful to you. The circle extended out a little further as a result of some of the different guests that I interviewed on the podcast. That allowed them to share their experience with the podcast with their friends and family, and thus the listenership kind of grew a little bit that way. And I also got quite a bit of support from my daughter, Colleen. She included my podcast in her Linktree, and she promoted it on her TikTok and her social media, and for that, I really appreciate kind of her believing in me and feeling like what I was doing had value. And lastly, I had some random listeners that I have no idea how they found me, but they're in Finland and Indonesia and the UK and Italy, Canada. And, you know, it's just amazing to think that someone I don't know somewhere far away took the time to listen to what I had to say. So that's pretty cool. So what did the numbers tell me about what you like to hear about? It wasn't a big surprise, and it made me feel very thankful that my dear friend, Dr. Karen Bello, was able to take the time twice to talk with me about body image and avoiding the trappings of diet culture. They have been two of the most popular episodes, and it speaks volumes about how many of us struggle with body image and with the constant pressure society puts on us to make ourselves smaller. On every episode of the podcast, I give information on how to find me and that I invite and encourage comments, questions, sharing, feedback. However, I don't often get it, and that's okay. You know, this is not supposed to be work, and no one should feel obligated to reach out. The exception to this has been the episodes with Karen. It has resonated deeply with several people, and I'm thankful that in our own small way, we've provided encouragement and support for those who have struggled. And we're speaking out against a multi-billion dollar industry that profits on our insecurities. I also learned that you guys are stressed and have a hard time relaxing and unwinding and turning off those busy brains of yours. I had 3 episodes that were guided relaxations, and they were pretty popular. I think as a whole, we all struggle to put down the burdens of everyday life and allow stillness and peace and divine grace to be present within us and among us. And I hope that these guided relaxations are something you can return to time and again when you just need to reset, renew, and recharge. Episode 2 was about the many facets of wellness and how complex wellness is, that it deals with your physical body, your relationships, your environment, your profession, your mental health, your spiritual health, your sexual health, that it's all combines together to create an overall sense of well-being. And I think for some, it was a new way to break our wellness down into smaller, more manageable segments where we could look more closely at how we were doing and look to where we needed to put some time and effort into becoming closer to who we were meant to be. I think for the most part, physical health is rated probably the highest on the wheel of wellness. And that's understandable. Our physical body is our vessel for our time here on Earth, and in an ideal world, it would be in tip-top shape and serve us well. One way to care for our physical body is by reducing the toxic load. And y'all seem to love the episode with my friend Amy Puryear as we talked about choosing safer health and beauty products. And I think that's something that resonates with a lot of us because, you know, we're making choices for ourselves and some of us are making choices for our children and what goes on in their bodies, and we want to make it as safe as possible. And you all liked learning a little bit more about chiropractic care and Dr. Sarah Balthaser's journey to becoming a chiropractor. And I can say that, you know, I've been seeing a chiropractor for the last several months, three or four at this point. And I really feel like it's a positive component in my healthcare. Other components of wellness beyond our physical health that seemed of interest were spirituality and friendships. Those are both things that I really enjoyed talking about. And I will likely talk more about spirituality for sure in the future because I think it's a very important part of our wellness. The idea behind Flip the Script Wellness is taking a look at where we are, deciding which parts of our lives are not true to how they're supposed to be, or areas of our life where we're selling ourselves short, or areas of our life where we've come to believe something that isn't actually true about ourselves, and flipping the narrative around to write a story of our life that accurately reflects who we're meant to be, who we feel we are, our desires, our dreams, our strengths, our gifts. And it allows for a rebirth into our authentic self. I've recently seen some criticism of the concept of New Year, New You, because it doesn't honor who you've been and what you've been through, and that you are enough as you are. I do like the idea of not creating a new you, but being the true you. And I would love to see all of us journeying closer to our true and authentic selves and celebrating the wonder and uniqueness that is all of us. So let's do it together. Let's create a community that supports one another in self-reflection, self-discovery, and self-celebration. Let us encourage the people in our lives to be bold in their self-knowing and to be sincere in their self-loving. There has been such a focus on what we haven't been able to do these past many months during the COVID pandemic, but I think we've forgotten what we can do and that there is always room to grow deeper in our understanding of ourselves. There's always room for personal development. There's always room for meditation and basking in the cosmic love and energy that's there for you to support you and carry you and lift you in its tremendous abundance. And there's room to be there for one another. There's room to reach out in support even if we can't physically be together. But in this age of technology, we can still be an active community of seekers searching for a more fulfilling and whole existence. And our wellness is contagious. When we work on ourselves and we work on healing and mending the parts of our life that are hurt or lacking, we become more whole. And as a result, we are able to positively impact the people that we are in relationship with daily. We are able to better serve them by being true to who we are. and we encourage them by being an example of what it means to live in authenticity and what it means to be genuine. So here we are, newly embarking on 2021, and I am all in, like I said, for New Year True You. And I hope you are here with me too, and that you're all in for you in your life, because you are the main character. So that's my takeaway. That's what I learned about you, the listener. And I hope as time goes on, the information I'm able to share with you continues to be useful and meaningful. And as always, I welcome your input. You can find me at Flip the Script Wellness on Instagram or on my website at flipthescriptwellness.com. I look forward, sincerely look forward to hearing from you. I would like to thank the musical group's launcher for the introduction music, and I wish you a very happy new year.